All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Like, I met the dude at the last event with, it's an organization called Friends and Family of Cystic Fibrosis. And great organization. We used to work with them on the radio, and then Greg stopped helping them. I think they still go into their radio show, Friends and Family of Cystic Fibrosis, but I talked to the chair of the charity, and Greg used to host an event for them. And then he decided that he's too good for it, or I don't know. I don't know why he doesn't do it. I guess he's got stupid sports too. You know how I told you Greg earns $200 every time he does a college football game? I guess that was more important than helping the friends and family of cystic fibrosis, because I'm the new host of all their events. So what I'm hoping is the next time that the friends and family of cystic fibrosis go there to the radio station to promote whatever it is they're promoting, they drop my name. Now, that's probably not a good idea, and I don't think I'll encourage them to do that, because that would probably be the last time you will be on their radio show to promote your fundraising event. So that might not be a good idea. But I still like the fact that Greg was too busy to help the charity with hosting duties, and now I'm doing it. Because I will do it for free. I do. You know, and like I said, these charitable events, I can't do it. So one of the things that I've hosted was the unified basketball game at Jennison High School. Now, for 2 years, I did it. And year one, I did it. And some of you may remember that I went on the Patreon after I hosted it year one, and I made a joke that I shouldn't have made. And boy, did I get in trouble for that one. Some of you recall that story. I don't want to tell it again right now. It'll probably come up again on the Patreon. I don't think it'll come up again here. At least not for a long time. Year two, I hosted it as well. Now, you have folks who are part of the Special Olympics program playing basketball, and all the students are there cheering them on. And I'm there courtside doing play-by-play with a student who is also part of the special needs set up there at the high school. So that's fun. And this lady walked up, and she is in charge of Special Olympics Michigan, the Unified Games program. So this is a big deal. And she was at this thing last night, and I made a friend with her. Super sweet. So I made it a point to volunteer my services to help, you know, same thing, hosting things. And she was all about it. So I am, I think that's another new gig that I'll do. All the while, I'm thinking to myself, don't listen to any of these shows. You have a real balance there. And I even said that. I forgot what context it came up when I was speaking with this nice lady. And I said to her, I go, yes, I will host whatever you want. The quicker you get me the information and the quicker you get me the dates, the easier you can book it, because my schedule does fill up fast. If I'm free, I'll do it. Period. If I'm free, I will do it, and that's it. And she goes, how much will it cost me? I said, nothing. And she couldn't believe it. And I go, it's about balance. She's like, what is... I go, the things I say near a microphone, not at an event like this, are the type of things that if I said out in the street, somebody would beat the shit out of me. So I have to balance things out. I say those things, and then I go ahead and I'll do these events. So that's the balance. You got to have a balance. You can't be a cock 24 hours a day. She goes, yeah. She goes, I'm the same way. I go, perfect. We'll get along fine. Gigglebox Magoo says, Freebeer won't do anything like this unless he can get clout on the radio with laugh, think, cry. Hey, guys, today I laughed. Ha, ha, ha. I thought. And I'm crying right now. Asshole. Laugh, think, cry. Can you come up with something on your own? Instead of otherwise ripping off dead basketball coach. Pooh Bear checks in. I'm worried about O'Neal. That's normal, period. But let's not get ahead of ourselves, period. It's probably nothing, period. That's what I'm encouraging. Don't look into the crystal ball. You'll be fine. Off to see Dad tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, I will finish up my broadcast day on the radio. And then I'm going to go and see Dad for the weekend. I'm going to get over there as quickly as possible. So I am going to skip podcasting for Friday. Hold on a second. Darla, honey. No, no. Let's not do that. I will post material for you to listen to. But, yeah, I'm going to get out of here and get over to Dad's and spend the weekend over there. And, you know, watch the Guns of Navarone. And I, as Joanne continues to get better. Now, ultimately, Joanne, once she is done convalescing, she maintains she will be able to go back to taking care of Dad. And, probably. I follow her lead on all this. What I've noticed is being just a cog in the care of her and my dad, I think she gets frustrated because she's being bombarded with, you should do this, you should do that. And I know my role. Okay? I don't claim to have any expertise about this. I'm basically following her lead. And if there's anything to talk about further, I let her bring it up with me. She does that, you know. Particularly, I noticed that in the morning, if something she might have been on the fence about care of my dad or herself, in the evening, if she's on the fence about it, she's made a decision in the morning. Anyone ever tell you that? Don't make any big decisions in the evening when you're tired. That's a good philosophy, in my opinion. All right. Rebecca says, give Meathead a hug from us. Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. Okay. LeBron James is being sued by a Los Angeles Lakers fan. LeBron James had teased something known as the second decision on his own website. If you recall, LeBron years ago, he had a made-for-TV event where he sat in front of cameras with an ESPN reporter and announced that he was leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers and going to the Miami Heat, taking my talents to South Beach. Well, he was promoting something like that again. Now, from what I'm understanding, this was merely a publicity stunt. This is what you saw if you were if you're following him on X. That's LeBron walking, seated, same setting virtually as when he was on doing the ESPN thing. the second decision coming soon. So it's it was just a piece of marketing for some product or event or show. I don't know what, because I don't care. It was an advertisement for Hennessy, which is some type of alcohol. But Andrew Garcia is a 29-year-old Lakers fan, and he is suing LeBron in court for fraud, deception, misrepresentation, and any and all basis of legal recovery. He was apparently one of those people who thought that LeBron was going to retire. He talked about this with TMZ as he then went ahead and bought two tickets for a game coming up on the NBA schedule because he thought it would be LeBron James' final game against his former team, the Cleveland Cavaliers. He spent $865.66 on two tickets, which spiked in price amid the speculation of retirement and are now seemingly not worth as much since it was just an ad. This is actually the ad.
Well, hold on, everyone's on pins and needles.
It says Hennessy presents. Who wouldn't be able to figure out that this wasn't, well, on the tease, it didn't say Hennessy presents.
Well, everyone's on pins and needles across the country. You ready to go, LeBron? Where's the powder?
Left it at home.
LeBron, fans want to know where you're taking your talents this year. What's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is tough. In this fall, I'm going to be taking my talents to Hennessy VSOP.
VSOP? And this was the conclusion you woke up with this morning?
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
Why?
I feel like it's going to give me the best opportunity to win more at hosting. And not only that, win at signature cocktails, win at having a good time, win at impressing guests. Win at making memories. Win at making it look easy. Win at leaving people wanting more.
LeBron, appreciate it.
Imagine this guy when he sees that. God damn it! By the way, I like the fact that LeBron has salt and pepper beard and salt and pepper hair, and he's still, in a lot of cases, beating the shit out of guys that he is twice the age of. Patrick says, I wish LeBron would retire. I think he's still a very effective basketball player. I mean, I don't know anything about basketball, but this guy has just been spectacular. So the guy spends all that money. The tease of the video resembled his first decision in which he decided to go to Miami. That's what motivated the guy. And then the guy spent the money. So now he's suing, I guess, because, and it's just a small claims court lawsuit, to get the money back. I don't know. I just hang on to him. I mean, maybe he will actually announce his retirement or go to the game. Or maybe he doesn't live there. I don't know. Becca Shea says, sell the tickets, idiot. Well, what he's concerned about is the price of the tickets plummeted. Like when the thought was that he was going to retire because of this ad, the cost of those tickets went up dramatically, and then he had to pay that price. So then when it was just an ad, the price plummeted. If he were to try to sell them back, he would lose a few, whatever, how much money? Maureen is here. She says, this is why we can't assume things. It makes an ass out of you. He won't win the lawsuit. Time out. Darla, honey. Hey, what are you doing? Okay, no more paw licking. That doesn't, everybody's brain fries when dogs lick paws. That's true. We can't have that. Darla, No. Stu would just scream at her. All right, I'm going to take a break, folks. It's pee-pee time. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Stand by and anything else I can do to buy time. All right, I'm back. I tell you what, you could have knocked me over with a feather yesterday. When it was like I saw a ghost. When I saw Bing Goey at the Goey Center. Bing! Eric! He talks like, have you ever saw the movie Good Morning Vietnam? The guy who runs the nightclub that gets blown up. That's who he reminds me of. All right. More than one of you sent me an outstanding story. This gentleman right here was one of the top elementary school teachers in his area until they found out that he had sex with children. So this is a mugshot. And he's been murdered in prison. That's right. Disgraced middle school teacher who repeatedly raped 15-year-old girl is killed in prison by a convicted murderer. He describes himself, or did describe himself, as a pig before being jailed for this heinous act of a 15-year-old child. The murder took place in his North Carolina cell on Sunday. Ernest Nichols was convicted back in 2011, and he got 15 years in behind bars for statutory rape, originally arrested on a staggering 27 charges, including a laundry list of sex offenses, according to records. He was found dead in his cell at the Green Correctional Institute in Maury, North Carolina. This dude was arrested for the crime. I mean, seriously, if you're this guy here and you kill a pedo, he's already a convicted murderer, this guy. Like, he had already killed somebody, and that's the guy who you want to be the most fearful of in any prison, let alone if you've raped children. You know that they're known as chomos, or tree jumpers, are the worst of the worst in prison. There is some degree of honor. A lot of these prisoners, like in this case, this guy who was convicted of second-degree murder, Wilbert Baldwin, he probably has his own kids. It's really one of the great ways to balance the scales in the legal system that you can have in the prison population, child rapists, the lowest of the low, with the rest of the prison population. I'm not sure how the crime took place. Maybe that will reveal itself. The disgraced ex-teacher talks about his crimes. No word on the murder as to how this happened with this guy. All they know is that this guy did it. Rebecca says that man is hero of the day. Exact opposite of athlete of the day. So the amount of cred that you would then get in prison for killing a chomo. I mean, you're going to get so much attention over that. You're going to get, and your commissary card is going to be filled up with good things. A newfound respect in the prison. All right. The Tigers, they won. This is big. They ended up tying their series with the Seattle Mariners. Now, I understand that only a handful of you probably like baseball, let alone the Detroit Tigers. But I like this because it allows me the opportunity to play one of my favorite broadcasters, Dan Dickerson, announce home run calls.
Let's face
it. This particular clip features a guy by the name of Javi Baez hitting a home run. The Tigers had been losing this game, and they're very hot and cold, but they blew this game open. And this is one of those home runs of a home run called Dan Dickerson with Javi Baez.
Let's face it, he heard a lot of boos last year. Got off to a terrific start, struggled in the second half with this crowd behind him. Fly ball, left field, it's deep, it's got a chance, and it's gone, a home run! Have a day! Javi Baez, two-run shot, 7-3 Tigers in the sixth.
That is so amazing. I love him calling that. This is the final call of the game.
Urging Will Vest to get this final strike.
Will Vest on the hill for the Tigers. Got a strikeout there, guy.
Urging Will Vest to get this final strike. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on strikes. We've got a game five in Seattle.
All right. So if they win, then they advance. But they're probably going to lose. There was a moment in the game that is a little bit of scrutiny. The goddamn Mariners have been tipping off the batters of the pitches. Been following this? So, like, here you go. Naylor's on second base for the Mariners. He's looking at the catcher. He knows the catcher, what the signs are. So if the catcher tells him to pitch a slider, Naylor can see it while he's on second as a base runner. And then he tips off the batter and says, hey, there's a slider coming. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, easy, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh. What a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. John Boy broke it down.
So lefty on righty now with Holton dealing.
This isn't John Boy. It's just the announcers talking about it.
There's a strike. Keep an eye on Josh Naylor out at second base as well. Remember, he was able to signal home for Canzone. You see the arm motions. Garver waves and misses, nothing at two.
I mean, what in the world? You gotta, I think right here, you gotta bring in your second baseman and bluff him. You gotta make him pay attention to you instead of stealing signs like that. You know, and then
look.
You gotta be creative with how late you set up right here too as a catcher. You gotta guard your glove. I mean, this is blatant. And it could be for show, but it doesn't look like it.
Doesn't matter.
Garver bounces it left side and foul. So for those not in the know, can you guys kind of walk me through the process?
I think he's, when he's pushing out right arm like that, I think he's telling him it's away. And when he's, I mean, that's, I've never seen it so blatant in my whole life.
You haven't watched a lot of games this year because it's getting crazy. And some guys say, oh, I'm just doing it for show. But why are you doing it for show? Just to make someone think you're doing something? Like, I've never seen that. And what I think he's doing is he's picking it up. See, two hands that time. So what's two hands mean?
I don't know. I don't like it.
You know, it used to be a thing. You know, someone would go out there and say something.
What I don't know.
Again,
I don't
know about. There's nothing illegal about this. It's not
nothing
against the rules. This, back in the day, as you guys talked about,
just
would
didn't
be
make it obvious.
A little bit of a gentleman's agreement not to do it as obviously as you see teams,
okay,
not just
so
the very,
I guess this is not against the rules. This is no big deal, like he was saying. But, you know, in baseball, what they have is these, they're called unwritten rules, and they're stupid. So I don't know. Fuck it. No big deal, right?
Right now, but many teams, most teams.
Give him a hard step to second right here. Make him take a step back.
Garver flies it out.
It's obviously not working, right?
Long run for Carpenter, and that will drop foul. Does this get into a pitcher's head at all if they know that?
I want to know how the guy on second base is able to figure out the pitch that the guy is going to throw, because if I'm not mistaken, doesn't baseball have like electronics to determine the pitches? Isn't that what it is? Or are they actually doing the two fingers between the legs?
I would turn around and look, and if you see that, you can't throw a pitch forward without meeting with your catcher and figuring out some kind of system to get past that. And that may be exactly what Naylor's trying to get to happen, just not focus on making a pitch.
Breaking ball from Holton misses, and it runs the count.
I wish it was more interesting. Tyler says, I agree with whoever said try to throw him out at second so he's focused on the catcher's setup. All he is doing is telling the batter where the catcher is. Oh, okay. Thank you, Kevin. So, like, sometimes the catcher might be on the inside of the plate. Batter's not paying attention because he's focused on the pitcher. Nick says he's tipping the location, not the pitch type. I don't know. Whatever. Go Tigers. They'll probably lose. Hope for the best, but expect the worst. Who was it? Adam Balboa reached out to me the other day. And he sent me this message. In fact, I think he might have just sent it today. Easy, you told a story recently that I would love an encore telling of it. And it is about the time that you found out that the letter your mom wrote was plagiarized. I'm like, oh man, that was so fucked. I will. It's funny because I just told this story to Joanne, my stepmother. And boy, did she laugh when I told her this story. So that was the second time I told the story. This is the third time I've told this story. This is so annoying. And this is, without sounding like a disgruntled son, this type of shit happened all the time with my beloved mother. I'm at my former half-brother Mike's house, and it was right after Mom died, and we're coming up on 5 years of this, by the way. And he says, hey, Mom entrusted me with this years ago. And it is four letters to all of us boys. And I am giving you your letter. And it's written on it, do not open until after my passing. So I'm like, oh my God, this is a mystery. In the back of my brain, I'm like, what if she tells me that I was adopted or something like that? Or she never loved me, or I don't know, maybe it's a check for $1 million. Who knows? I don't know. Well, it's time to open it up. And everybody opens theirs up, and I open mine. And everybody's weeping. And I read it, and because my brain works like this, what I read convinced me that my mom did not write this. I just read it, and I went, this doesn't sound like Mom. And I'm the only one who did it. The other three are like, oh my God. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, my God, yes. But I'm trying not to tip my hand. I couldn't wait to get to a computer. So it was stanza after stanza. Beautifully written. And they're like, oh, Mom's words. These are Mom's words. She loves us so much. She loves us so much. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I know. God. Ooh. I went home, typed it in, and sure enough, the whole thing was, I think like maybe one word was changed. And I'm like, no! Come on! Is that weird? That's kind of weird. And it was, I didn't even give credit at the end, like Walt Whitman or something like that. Or who's the guy that, I don't even know. I was going to say somebody poignant. And I don't know anybody poignant. Yeah, if I ever do that, I'm gonna try to like put it in my own words. What I'd like to do, I was just thinking about this the other day, is if I know that I'm about to croak. You know how there's a deal where if somebody dies, their Facebook page stays open in perpetuity? What you do is when you know you're going to croak, you can schedule your posts to hit like years later. So what you do is you go ahead and you write like horrible shit to every asshole in your life. And then you put them all over the calendar for the next like 100 years. And you can air so much dirty laundry. You can just repeatedly rip people a new asshole from beyond the grave. Can you imagine if you're Greg Freebeer Daniels and, you know, he's 95 years old and his wife's 40 and he's getting, direct message or whatever the fuck. It shows up. He's tagged with me saying, hey, I've been dead for 40 years, but fuck you. That's something I would do. In fact, I plan on doing that. I just thought about that the other day. Man Bun Chris is here. He says, "Easy, I just listened to Act One on YouTube. I wanted to say I love story time. Hamster story is classic, LOL. Well, I'm glad you like it. Also, don't want to jinx it, but the stream's been great this week. It absolutely has. I've been thinking about that. 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, I am officially out of things to talk about today. I might have one more thing. No, there is one more thing. I take it back. Regarding the football coach of the Arizona Cardinals, been talking about this all this week, for screaming at the player, running back Amari DeMercado, who dropped the football before crossing the goal line on Sunday and what would have been a 72-yard touchdown run, and the coach got in his face. I don't know 100% that he hit him. A lot of people are like, oh, my God, he hit him. And his teammate was holding him tight and hugging him while the coach yelled at him. Oh, hang on a second. Greg Henson, phone line. This is the podcast. Hello.
Hey, what's up? I'm in the car. What are you doing?
Did you get there yet?
Not yet.
I thought you were going to meet at like 11.
1 o'clock, brother.
Oh, one.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you think of the Tigers last night?
Stunning. I couldn't believe it. You know, though, they've now scored, 13 runs in their last 11 innings.
Okay. Yeah, considering that they had three okay. I already predicted they lose tomorrow.
You think so?
Yeah, just because I always set myself up for the worst. You know, I expect the worst, but I hope for the best.
I think they might lose too, but you know it'll be 1-0 because Scooble's going to throw tomorrow.
I wanted to let you know that Mary Ellen Murphy does not like you at all.
Who's that?
Okay, so I put on my post on Facebook that said, Greg Henson. And she's a radio lady, and she said some not-so-nice things about you that you never called her back, and you never responded to the email. And
Who is she?
Mary's in radio. She used to work on LAV. And she also, I think she still works at a radio station on the lakeshore. She's super sweet, but you pissed her off, and she wants to kick your ass.
Oh, awesome.
Tell her to get in line.
Oh, that's Nikki.
I'll fight her.
Was that Nikki?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome that she's going up there with you.
Yeah, we're going to look at a house.
Okay. All right. Very cool.
You know, if Mary Ellen Murphy, I might know who that is. That's Michelle's friend.
Yeah. She was on the air on LAV. She's got a great voice.
Yeah, but she wanted a job, and I didn't have one. I wasn't hiring.
Oh, yeah, she didn't like that you didn't tell her any, that you didn't, like, get back to her.
Dude, I wasn't asking for resumes.
Well, right. She just wanted you to respond, like, hey, sorry.
You want me to respond to every single email I get about a job?
I don't know. I'm just telling you.
not trying to be a dick. If I post a job and ask you to send me shit, I'll get back to you.
Oh, yeah. She thinks you're a total dick.
Okay.
All right.
She ain't the first.
All right. Okay.
I've been called a total dick by others.
Hey, you're going to love it up there. You can, the locals, they're going to look to you as their leader because they're all like MAGA. So you're going to be like,
really?
Yeah, they love MAGA up there. So you're going to be, it's like, it's MAGA heaven. So you're going to have so much fun.
So you're saying he's going to his homeland.
He is going to his homeland. Oh my God. Everywhere you look. So just want to point that out.
Salt of the earth, man. Salt of the earth.
Yes. All right. Enjoy your day.
Is that all you called about?
Yeah, just calling to check on you.
You just called to give me shit about Mary Ellen Murphy?
Well, not only that, we talked about the Tigers.
Okay.
Yeah, I just like hearing your voice.
All right, brother. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, are you eating right now?
Oh, I'm having French fries, brother.
All right. Quit calling me brother. What do you think? You're fucking Hulk Hogan? Jesus.
All right, brother.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Anyway, football coach fined $100,000. I told you that was ridiculous. I loved him yelling at the idiot who dropped the football. Dez Bryant, who I don't think he plays football anymore, used to play for the Dallas Cowboys. He says, I do not agree with the Cardinals firing Coach Gannon $100,000. I believe it only happened because of the soft-ass world we live in today. If you're an athlete with any kind of integrity and respect for the game, you'll understand that situation. This is football. That play clearly cost them the game. I hope this doesn't cause a weird vibe between the coach and DeMercado. Oh, I guarantee you it does. Jerry wrote, you say it's football like that makes it different and acceptable to bully and put your hands on another human. Had it been reversed and the player did this to the coach for a bad play, what is your opinion? Is it acceptable to assault a coach for making a mistake? Shut up! Good God. Man Bun Chris says he should be doing a weekly segment on this show. Greg Henson, he is a character. Man Bun Chris says, sorry if you touched on already, but if not, can you beat up that loser on Twitter that I sent you? They were talking about not merging. All right, I might need to get to the bottom of that one. Aha. Let me show you what he's talking about here. I get what he's doing because there's always people that ignore the merging signs and hold everyone else up by merging at the last second. All right, so this is no doubt a zipper merge story.
So my boy, he don't let nobody by. He'll wait.
Okay. So the guy driving is not letting people use the lane before the merge, which would alleviate that many cars worth of traffic. So he's doing what I hate.
Look, we cleared this whole lane off. Now watch the line move steady. Like, because ain't nobody trying to cut now. Now watch. If everything is right, traffic going to just keep moving steady now. Look at that. Nobody's rushing to the front.
Now we're moving.
Everybody be impatient, rushing to the front. But we blocked it all. Like that. Look, I'm going to show you how we blocked it all.
Amen.
What is
but
it?
Did you see but now, that now we're just moving
now
steady.
Traffic is just going to move steady and everybody's going to get
So, and it would be tough for me to pass this guy because there's not much shoulder.
We
got to
get off. This traffic ain't even about us. There. It ain't stopping.
Okay, so that would everybody be a tough one to get by him. If you are able to get by, the key is, and I've said this many times, and Man Bun Chris says, he's a vigilante, so annoying, it's not cutting. You've just made a line behind you is all. And that's true. If you are able to get by that guy and you don't want another vigilante to do that because they will kick out on you, is let's say you've got a half mile of open road ahead of you. put your vehicle more than normal towards the center. So you're really close to that line of traffic on the right or left. And go fast. Very fast. If you're coming up fast on their rear view mirror or their side view mirror, it's alarming and they're not going to kick it out most times because they know there's a chance you'd hit them. I don't know if I recommend this for everybody, and I have an easier time doing it because I drive a really old vehicle, an old truck. So if the line on the right is moving at 5 miles an hour and I am buzzing by at 70 for most of that half mile, it's they don't want any part of you because you seem crazy. Then bring the speed down as you're approaching the merge point, and then at the last second, cut over. Chris says, that's when I love being on my motorcycle and I go right by that asshole. 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the asshole of the day coming your way. I'll take your nominations for the award. I'd love to tell you some of the options we have for the award, but I cannot remember. Frank Fuss wants to help you get into your healthcare policy through healthcare.gov. Go to buyinsurancehere.com and fill out the form. If you're in between jobs, perhaps you're maybe self-employed or your boss does not offer healthcare, that's why you reach out to Frank. Go to buyinsurancehere.com for more information. It's free. He can help you from anywhere in the U.S. as well. Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225 in West Michigan. If you need a tree removed from your property and the stump ground up, or several trees, this is who you call or text. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. All right. Today's asshole of the day is fairly simple. For not getting back in touch with Mary Ellen Murphy, it's got to be Greg. All right, brother. It's got to be Greg Henson. David says the dead pedo could be a bigger asshole than Greg Henson. I don't know. He's dead. Greg Henson for not getting back to Mary Ellen. What the fuck is wrong with you, you asshole? Okay. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you. And I'll talk to you later on the Patreon bonus podcast. Or perhaps on Big Crawl Thursday. Thanks, folks. See you around. Bye-bye.